from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
We haven't had like a perfect weather week, I would say, since I've been back, or even right before that. Like, give me clear 70s, no rain and no, you know, smoke.
Jeremy White,
you want a full 7 days of that? Are you like charting a pitcher with a perfect game?
Oh, 68 and a cloud.
Yeah, what I've got is
not a perfect week anymore.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
I've got a weather team right now that keeps collapsing in the third quarter.
You should just create a website and like the Jeff Sagarin ratings for college basketball, right? Isn't that a guy who just created his own system? Just the DiBiaseWeatherPatrol.com.
On WGR.
I just want low 70s and sunny without smoke. That's it.
Sports Radio 550.
I was thinking about the smoke from last summer this weekend. I had a wedding this weekend, and it came up, you know, the wedding was not quite outdoors, but it was like kind of outdoors. The dance area like had a roof, but no walls. And it came up, my wedding last year, which was an outdoor wedding, I remember, because this weekend was rainy. There was like tornado warnings here, maybe. Did they ever graduate to warnings, though, Josh, or were they just watches?
I think it was just like, hey, there's like
a 2% chance.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was never anything like real, but it was very, very like thunder, lightning, downpour. Like, I remember hearing it hit my air conditioner, waking me up in the middle of the night, I think on like Saturday night.
Yep. So the weather was bad here and had me thinking about, man, last year, you know, you take a risk a little bit when you have an outdoor wedding. Like, you could really have anything, and there's always a plan B for that, but we were thinking about the smoke. The smoke was the thing that I remember having to think about the week leading up, because we knew the weather was pretty clear, that it was going to be sunny, there wasn't really any threat of anything like that, but it was smoky. Like, the days before I got married, the sky was orange. And the weather people, Pat Hammer, our buddy from Channel 2, was, you really shouldn't go outside. Like, you don't go outside for more than 30 minutes. The air quality is so bad, you could smell the smoke, right? That was wild. I don't think we've had any, we definitely haven't had any of that. We have not had any of that this summer. Good morning. It is Joe, Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. No Jeremy today. He is itching to talk a little bit about Beck Malenstein, though. of the formerly of the Washington Capitals, now of the Buffalo Sabres. So he is going to jump on for a few minutes at 8 a.m. Yeah, Jeremy had an awesome weekend and some awesome news for him. Maybe let him save it for 8 a.m. But yeah, we'll get Jeremy in a little bit coming up at 8 o'clock. Paul, of course, as well along the way. Chris Peters is going to rejoin the program a little bit later on in today's show because we got to get him in on the prospects. All right, Sabre fans, they made their picks. It wasn't a great weekend. It was not a great weekend. It was not a great feeling waking up this morning to already feel a little bit of the disappointment of... And maybe if you weren't mentally prepared for the weekend to go the way it did, maybe we should have been. I was not. I definitely should have been. I built up confidence that, all right, you know what? They know it's time. They know that it's time to make a trade, that it's time to go get veteran pieces. It's time to win. They're talking that way. Lindy is saying it's time to win. And Adams is talking about trading like he never has before or acquiring veterans like he never has before. So they get it. They get it. So they're going to do it, right? They've got all the cap space in the world. They're going to be aggressive. Maybe they'll overpay, but they'll get it done. And not completely to their fault, I'm sure, because... I mean, the draft came and go. Josh, was there one player traded for a first-round pick? I don't think so, right? It was all
it was all
draft pick trades,
right? And yeah, it was all like prospects too, like the Tampa Bay trade. I
mean, yeah,
it was two prospects and a pick in this draft, which was like a seventh rounder.
Yep,
and then a second rounder next year. So even the biggest trades didn't involve anything with first-round picks,
right? So the draft came and went, and there was no player that got dealt where everyone went, oh, I wish we, why couldn't that have been us? That didn't happen. But you need that can't just be the bar. And there were some other trades that were made in day two of the draft, and there were the Sabres getting in on it with Beck Malenstein. Okay. I follow the league a lot. I play fantasy hockey. I play the video game a little bit. I watch the league, not every night, but even non-Sabres, a couple of games a week at least. I watch the playoffs. And I got the notification. I look down at my watch. I'm at this wedding. And I get the notification on my watch. And I see it. There's the text. Sabres trade, second round pick. Oh, okay. Talk to me. Second round pick. Before I even scroll down to get to the name, because the watch face isn't that big, so it doesn't fit all on one watch face, I'm thinking very quickly, like, ooh, Andrew Mangiapane got traded for a second-round pick, and that's not a great player, but, like, a name, someone that gives you double-digit goals and once every 4 years might give you 30. There have been a lot of players traded for second-round picks that are pretty good, decent players. Sometimes they're on bad contracts, but they're pretty good, decent players. Scroll down. Beck Malenstein. I did not know who that was. And that's pretty rare for me. And then as I look, like, okay, maybe it's understandable that he's not someone I was all that familiar with because 26 years old, and has only played 105 games in the NHL. And before last year, he had only played 24 games in the NHL. Like, that got traded for a second round pick. Someone that before last year was not even a regular NHLer, was barely even a tweener. I wouldn't call him a tweener between, oh, up and down. You know, this was Tyson Jost last year, up and down, AHL to NHL. Like, no, this guy was a career AHLer until last season. And you could call last year by his standards, I would sure he would call it a breakout. He established himself as an NHL player. And if you are confused as to why the Sabres made this deal, it's the style of the player. It's what, you know, while they have also talked about wanting to make trades, and there have been reports about them wanting a top six forward, and there's all this third line center, of course, has come up as well. What also have they talked a lot about? What has Paul mentioned every time he's been on with us? Tougher to play against. Right? Tougher to play against. Bigger, especially in the bottom six. But bigger in the bottom six. Tougher and more physical. Every time their wish list comes up, you'll usually put that on the list. Maybe you'll put it even number one. And it's the first thing they did. Acquiring NHL talent. This offseason, the first thing they did was they went out and they traded for a guy that is a hitter, a shot blocker, a physical player. And to his credit, the things he does well in this 1 year in the NHL, he did very well. I don't know how involved the analytics part of the Sabres staff was in on this trade. But I know one thing, if Kevin Adams went to their numbers guys and said, hey, can you find me the most physical player that you can find, that we can get our hands on this offseason? Can you find a guy that's going to hit and block shots and all that? Because if the stats guys went after that, they might have gone for this stat that is not one that I have, can't lie, I've ever looked up myself, that I'm not surprised was able to be looked up, but hits per 60 minutes. We're not really that advanced. All we're doing is taking the hits and we're dividing it by 60 minutes of ice time. Beck Malenstein, or Malenstein, by the way, 13 hits per 60 minutes. For comparison, Connor Clifton last year led the Sabres with 9. Eric Robinson, 8. Gergensen's 7.7. Johnson, 7.6. Greenway, 7.2. Samuelson, 6. Krebs, 5. Jost, 4. Dahlin, 4. Hits per 60 minutes. The guy they just traded for, 13. So, he's going to throw his body around. He's going to throw his weight around. He's going to hit. He hits. But by that, you know, again, not, I don't even want to call it an advanced number. Just hits per 60. By that, he hits twice as much as Gergensen's, who this might be the replacement for. He blocks shots. He does that. I actually like the player for what they're trying to build in their bottom six. I just can't believe he cost them a second round pick. I guess that's what, maybe it's just, I don't know what was the maybe. Why did he cost a second round pick? I'm not going to get too hung up over second round pick when he probably should have cost. I mean, what did Eric Robinson go for? A seventh?
A conditional seventh.
A conditional seventh. Not even a seventh. It's just weird to me that a guy that just made the NHL at 25 last year, after years in the AHL, 1 year in the NHL, and he cost a second. Okay. Okay. Again, I don't think second-round picks in reality are that valuable. It's not something to lose sleep over. It's weird to me he cost that much, but it's not like, I'll fire the GM because he traded a second-round pick for a fourth liner. The guy fits what they wanted. All right, fine. Only problem with it is he should have cost probably a fifth. But whatever. And then they made their picks. They draft Konstantin Helenius in the first. They draft a big defenseman in the second round. They drafted Nate's cousin in the sixth round. Congratulations to Patrick Geary, by the way. Local kid. That'll be fun. Michigan State. See if he can develop into something. Sixth round pick. Always root for the local guy. But first round, Helenius. All right. All the reviews look good. Closer to NHL ready than a lot of the guys that went before him. Played against men last year, which is a big reason why people think that. We'll talk with Chris Peters at 9 o'clock later this morning to get the real deep dive on him and their other picks. But looking through Hellenius, I knew some about him before the draft. I knew more about him than the guy, than the Capitals' fourth liner they traded for.
We also found out it's Hellenius. Hellenius.
Look at that.
Paul actually asked him in his draft interview, so
Hellenius.
We got it straight from the source.
Okay. There was a... Was there not a Hellenius? No, I'm thinking of Huselius. There was a Huselius in the NHL way back when.
That's quite the
Calgary
right there.
Yeah, Calgary, right? Yeah.
Wasn't he a goalie? I think.
No, forward. Winger. Mm. I used to play with him in the video game. Definitely a winger. But, all right, Hellenius. All right, Hellenius. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going with Hellenius. And he might be ready in a year. Maybe he's another rare one. It's possible, but I wouldn't bet on it. But you never know. Center, like the profile. Like the profile a lot. But how disappointed are you, the fan, that they have gone through the weekend? We're waking up here, free agency morning. Like, can you still talk yourself into being optimistic or expecting that they're gonna do something of consequence today? Can you still do it? Because I had talked myself into they were going to do something at the draft. They were, and again, maybe it wasn't available to them, but I've got all these concerns. I've got all these questions about do all players make it hard for them because they don't want to come here? Does Adams overvalue his own players? Does Adams just not have the ability to close on a deal because he's not willing to pay the price? Like, what is it? Is it has it been the blueprint? Has it been the plan that they don't make big deals? I mean, really, up until this offseason, I would have believed that wholeheartedly. What is it? Is it the league just didn't want to make moves this weekend? What is it? Whatever it is, it has me waking up this morning expecting one of two things on free agency day, now that they have not made a trade for a significant contributor. The two things that I think everyone thinks they want the most is top six forward, especially now that Jeff Skinner has been bought out, and third line center. Those are the two things, and they enter July 1st without those two things. I'm expecting one of two today. They are either going to do almost nothing, and it's going to really frustrate the fan base. And it's going to be a lot harder to get pumped up for the upcoming season if they don't do something real. And I am half expecting that. But the other half expecting for me is, are they going to be the team today that free agency begins at noon, right? Noon. That they are going to be the team that's going to make a signing at 2:30 today. And hockey Twitter is going to go, whoa, that's a bad contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, are they going to show their desperation? Are they going to show their desperation? They're desperate. They probably should be. They've got two pretty critical spots in their lineup that at the moment, they got nobody to play. I won't quite say nobody to play, I guess, for the top six forward. I guess you could kick Zach Benson up there and like, all right, guys, let's cross our fingers. He takes a big step forward. And that might be possible, very possible. But you just wouldn't know. And I don't think we want to land on that, but I guess that's not nothing. You just kick Benson up there and go, all right, kid, let's go. Time to shine. Third line center, I mean, listen, I was a Peyton Krebs defender for a long time because I just didn't really think we had seen him on a real line that didn't include Girgensons and Okposo. And my whole thesis on him for a year and a half was, I am not willing to say Peyton Krebs can't be their third line center until I see him be asked to be their third line center. But then they traded Mittelstadt, and we saw that ask. We saw him be asked to play third line center for a little over a month, and I didn't even see a flash during that time. I didn't even see a little bit of a sign that, oh, he could do this. So I'm out on that, but I mean, that might be where you end up. If you can't get anything else done, that's your fallback. Your fallback is, all right, Krebs, let's see if you can finally do it. Hey, Mittelstadt, Thompson, right, we're going to hear a lot of that this offseason if they don't make a swing for a third-line center. It's, hey, guys, don't really focus on Krebs' game. Focus on his age and the fact that Thompson, Mittelstadt, we've seen recent examples of centers that have taken big steps when we probably weren't counting on them anymore to take big steps. But if I'm just focusing on Krebs' game, I'm not all that optimistic right now that he's still got, hey, let me be a 40-50-point third-line center for you. I hope. But I did not like that end of the season for him. So I'd like them to do something else other than that. Maybe that would be the deal. Maybe that the third-line center spot especially would be the free agent signing that they show their desperation. They go give... Did Adam Henrique sign yesterday? I got the free agency tracker in front of me. I don't see his name. So I'm assuming he's about to hit the market today from Edmonton. So I'll use him as an example. 2:30, we see on Twitter, Sabres are signing Adam Henrique at 35 years old to like a three-year deal for what's a big over? Like for $6.5 million a year?
I was going to say five. I think five would be like too much.
All right, so let's ramp it up even more. Let's go to six. Henrique for $6 million a year, and everyone goes, whoa, that is not a good contract. He is not worth $6 million. And I have a feeling, Sabre fans, aren't we in a place where we don't even care? Where we just don't even care? You know what? You want to give a guy $2.5 million more than he's worth? Just go do it. You want to give him $3 million more than he's worth? Whatever. Just make me feel something again. Right?
Wouldn't
just
a contract
make
like that?
Me feel something again. I don't even care if it's prudent. I don't even care if it's seen as a smart signing. If you just make me feel something, that will be seen as a win, or it will feel like a win.
Wouldn't that be like for, if it's a three-year deal like that, for a guy like that, wouldn't it be for like the first year, pretty much, like, because you're not getting anything. I'm not trying to talk myself into a deal like that because I would probably be pretty upset with something like that. But, like, if you sign a guy like Adam Henrique to a three-year deal, you're really signing him for the first year of it. And then whatever happens in years two and three is like, okay, mm-hmm. whatever. We needed him for year one. We don't care about years two and three, but he wanted that, so we gave it to him just to get him here. And, like, I'm not saying that's what they should do all the time, but it's kind of what they need to do right now, it feels like. They need to give players what they want, even if it's going to be bad right. in the long run.
It's their – it's let's face it. It's year four of this experiment, but really it's – you know, like, Adam's year one is Kruger, right? Kruger's got his hands on everything. Kruger wants Michael Frolik because he needs a penalty killer. Kruger wants Taylor Hall because he coached him in Edmonton. Kruger's got his hands on a lot of those moves. Let's say Adams didn't at all. Adams got Stahl, right? He got Eric Stahl because he played with him in Carolina. So he had some moves, too, that would be seen as, like, an Adams move. But let's start the Eichel trade because around that time, or the offseason right before, is when we started to hear the phrase, we want players that want to be here. We started hearing that pretty much every time they talked. And 3 years later, how's that going? How's that going? Because it does feel like today, their only real sales pitch that's going to land with free agents is we're going to give you more money than anybody else will. We're going to give you the highest contract offer that you're going to get. You still might not take it, but we're going to give you more money. That's all they got. Unless the guy has a connection here, knows one of the players, or is from here. That's their sales pitch. Their sales pitch is, we're going to give you Adam Henrique. What do I got to do to get you to leave Edmonton, a team that was just one game away from the Stanley Cup, at age 34 when you might have one last shot at a Stanley Cup on whatever team you go to? What do I got to do to get you here? Well, I'll give you more money than anybody.
Hey, that's there's also the prospect of if you get traded from the Sabres, you might win the Stanley Cup.
That's true too. That happens a lot. Jeff Skinner, we totally know, right? He's going to go deep into the playoffs.
Good for him, though. I mean,
good for him.
He's got to get his playoff games.
We'll see who he signs with. If he signs with Seattle, I'm not thinking he's going to win the cup. But that's their sales pitch. And you know what? Like, to wrap on this before we hit a break here, we'll get Paul and Buffalo in too. I'm not sure showing desperation is a bad thing. You know, I said a couple times that I think they could be the team today that shows desperation and gets called desperate. But they should be. Right? They should be desperate. They have a 13-year playoff drought. They have a couple of pretty big needs on this team, and they got to fill it. They got to fill it. They should be desperate. You know what? Desperate is probably going to lead you to a pretty good player. It might not be at the contract you want, but it's probably going to lead you to a pretty good player. I'll take a bad contract today. That's where I'm at with them. I'll take a bad contract. Just make me feel something. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's sneak Paul and Buffalo in here, and then we'll get some more calls on the other side. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys, for what it's worth, I like the Beck-Malenstein move. I mean, a second-round pick means nothing to me, especially after you acquired one the day before. He's thrown 100 more hits than either Gergensen's or Greenway have ever thrown in a season. He's a real hitter. And between Krebs, Greenway, and him, that to me looks like a fourth line. If Lindy can convince Greenway to play a fourth line game, which I think he'll be able to do, I give Lindy that much credit. But to me, they need two pieces of a third line and a first line winger. I have no idea how Kevin Adams is going to fill that. And if he can't fill that, I don't see how you can start a season with him as the general manager and expect any fans to spend money on this team. I have not bought tickets yet. I will not buy tickets yet if they don't bring in a first line player and two third line players to go with Zach Benson. And maybe you can fill one with one of these kids from Rochester, maybe one of the third line spots. I need a real first line player, and I'll spend a dime, but I'll spend $20 to buy a 300 level ticket that I know will be open, and I'll just move right down to the 100 level because I know it'll be empty in there. The Kevin Adams, if you don't fill these positions, you have no business being the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres on day one of the season. No business whatsoever. Have a nice day, guys.
Thanks, Paul, for the call. It's tough. It is tough. There are some rumors about deals that maybe have fallen through, and maybe we'll play that around. We'll do some juicy rumors coming up in the next segment. If you missed some of the stuff that happened yesterday or over the weekend, what are these deals Adam's talking about that maybe came close and fell through? Juicy rumors. We'll have all the free agent signings throughout the day, so stay locked to WGR all throughout today to check out our coverage of the NHL free agency period, which gets going at noon, and then we'll get some signings before then. Sam Reinhart overnight looks like he's staying in Florida on an 8-year contract. Got that in before the deadline. The deadline was midnight for the 8-year deal for players. So Reinhart's staying in Florida, so we don't have to joke around with that hypothetical. Him coming back. Didn't they just made him like the highest paid player in the NHL today? The Sabres. Like, hey, you want
McDavid's at the highest paid right now, right?
Right. So
like 13.
You want to come back and be, make $14 million a year, Sam? You want to come back to Buffalo for $14 million? But we won't get to play around with Let's Get Stupid for that because he's staying in Florida. All the news throughout the day. We'll have Paul. We'll have Jeremy checking in. We'll have Chris Peters as well. Stay tuned. We'll recap the draft. We'll look ahead to what might come for the Sabres today, and we'll get some juicy rumors in coming up next. Your phone calls at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe, Sneaky Joe, taking you through the day here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.